Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 2. And remember, just a few weeks ago, we were in chapter number 13, verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. Verse number 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. The word entertain means be hospitable to. Now, again, we have to walk very carefully, because when people say, I saw an angel, the Bible says unawares. Big difference between being aware and being unawares, okay? So anyway, do you believe this still happens? I do. How this happens, I don't know, because the Bible tells us so, and I just believe the Word of God. Be careful who you deal with. Strangers, people you don't know, because could it be that you're entertaining an angel unawares? Now, don't come up here after Sunday school and say, preacher, I entertained an angel this week, you know, or this or that. But it is so in Scripture that somehow they will manifest themselves in human form. By the way, every time they manifested themselves in a human form, people would notice, okay? A couple of things. Let's move now. I have seven things, and I won't get them all this morning. Number one, do you know that angels are interested in the salvation of sinners? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 12. 1 Peter 1, 12. Greg, get that up there real quick, because I'm going to go through these pretty fast. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels desire to look into these things about salvation, because they will never be redeemed. When they fell, I mean, when they messed up one time and they followed Satan, that's it for them. And they're amazed, I believe, desire looking at how God could look at us and forgive us, a fallen race, man, time and time and time again. And the angels are up here watching me and you. I'm going to get into that. We have guardian angels. I'm going to show that. We are watching that, and they desire looking at these things. Interesting. Salvation, forgiveness, unlike what happened in the angelic realm. Luke 15:10. All you very, very familiar with this passage of Scripture. Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Often, I haven't been asked recently, but often in the past. People don't ask Bible questions no more. Used to, they did a lot. People used to ask me, how much information gets into heaven? I answer, I don't know. But I do know this, that when somebody's saved, I believe all heaven knows about it. The Bible says so. I also believe, now this is again my thought, that when good things are happening, I believe that news flows into heaven. When wonderful things are happening at a Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, again, this is my own opinion. You know what opinions are? They're like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. All right, so this is my opinion. And when something good happens, I wouldn't doubt that a messenger goes to Clyde Lanier, who was here for 40-some years, says, Dr. Lanier, there's some great things happening down at Westwood. Let me tell you about it. Now, you may think I'm crazy, but I believe that, okay? Other men, that what goes true for that, I think for other people, your family members, I believe they get some good reports. But anyway, we see that their angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. Number two, angels protect the physical life of believers. I mentioned last week about guardian angels. And I said it kind of comically, but it may be true. Some us need more guardian angels than others. Some of y'all drive way too fast. Okay. Somebody told me, I think it was somebody back here, that others just keep their guardian angels more busy than others. Okay. Could be. But I know what Scripture says. In 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 17, I'm going to give you some Old Testament and New Testament. 2 Kings 6, 17. You know the story about Elisha, and here they're surrounded, and the servant is, well, he's afraid. But in verse 17, well, in verse number 16, and he answered, Elisha speaking to his servant, when he says, Master, what are we going to do? We're surrounded. He says, Elisha said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. They, who are they? Well, he answered that in verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha, speaking of the angelic realm. And they are there to protect us. Psalm 34, verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them. Round about who? The believer. Because this is talking about Psalm 34, about praising the Lord. And the poor man, he cries out, his soul is the one who's really troubled. Well, verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Delivereth them. He does it. They don't deliver us spiritually. That's what Jesus did for us. Jesus delivered us spiritually. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Angels cannot save. Amen. Right. Talking about spiritually. But physically, angels have the ability to keep us safe. They deliver us. Psalm 91:11. He shall keep his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. So much it could be said here. I believe that. Okay. A great example of this is Daniel chapter 6, verse number 22. You remember about Daniel being in the den of lions. And old King Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't it Nebuchadnezzar, whoever it was. Oh, Daniel, you still alive? And I'm still here. And he's petting them lions, I'm sure, you know, just having a good time with them. Here's what Daniel said in verse number 22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Do you believe that, preacher? Well, the Bible says. So that's a great example. Acts chapter number 5. Beginning in verse number 17, I think it is. Yeah. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is a sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Just another example how the angels protect us and keep us safe. And there's another reference in Acts chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, who did the same thing. So I believe that angels protect us. Again, we call them guardian angels. And I think I mentioned last week that they are innumerable. We cannot count them. God created every one of them, and they are innumerable. And by the way, there's only one archangel, and that's who? Michael. And we looked at that last week about how Michael's realm, what he did, what Gabriel's purpose was, and what the cherub was. Do y'all remember that? And what the seraph is, the seraphs were by the throne of God. They have six wings. The cherubs were above the throne of God, and they're for protection. They were for worship. The seraphs, so many things that we looked at last week. But speaking of angels that minister to us, number three, they attend to the needs of believers. They attend to our needs.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.